The Boy Who Played Through the Bombs. Born in 1987 in Belgrade, Serbia, Novak Djokovic's childhood was far from an ordinary athletic upbringing. During the late 1990s, the Yugoslav wars tore through his homeland. As NATO bombs fell on his city, a young Djokovic found solace on the tennis court, famously practicing in a drained swimming pool to avoid the danger. These early hardships did not break him. Instead, they forged an unbreakable mental resilience. He learned that surviving adversity required immense focus and an unwavering belief in oneself. This unyielding spirit would later become his greatest weapon on the world's most prestigious tennis courts. Honestly, I always believe in myself, and I think that is something that is truly needed and necessary when you're playing at this level against incredible players. Novak Djokovic. Breaking the duopoly. When Djokovic entered the professional circuit, men's tennis was entirely dominated by the legendary duo of Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal. For years, breaking their stranglehold seemed impossible for any rising star. However, Djokovic was determined to disrupt the hierarchy. In 2008, at just 20 years old, he captured his first Grand Slam at the Australian Open. Yet, it was in 2011 that he truly transformed the sport, winning three majors and embarking on a stunning 43-match winning streak. By completely overhauling his diet to overcome gluten intolerance and intensifying his training, Djokovic unlocked a level of physical endurance and mental fortitude that the tennis world had never witnessed before. The highest standard of tennis that I've ever seen is when Novak is playing his best tennis. It is an unmistakable standard to which everybody will strive to be. Andre Agassi. Overcoming injury and controversy. The path to greatness is rarely linear, and Djokovic's journey was fraught with monumental hurdles. In 2017, a severe elbow injury threatened to end his career, forcing him into a prolonged hiatus and eventually surgery. Many critics prematurely wrote him off, but he staged a miraculous comeback to win Wimbledon in 2018. Later in his career, he faced intense global scrutiny and was even deported from Australia due to his strict personal stance on the COVID-19 vaccine. Despite losing his world number one ranking and missing out on key tournaments, he stayed incredibly resolute. He returned to Australia a year later to reclaim the trophy, silencing his doubters through sheer willpower and breathtaking performances on the court. The ultimate champion's legacy. Today, Novak Djokovic stands alone at the pinnacle of tennis history, with an astonishing 24 Grand Slam singles titles, 40 Masters crowns, and a glorious Olympic gold medal won in Paris in 2024. He has completed the elusive career Super Slam. Beyond the staggering statistics and unprecedented records, Djokovic's legacy is defined by his profound philanthropy through the Novak Djokovic Foundation, which builds schools and supports thousands of disadvantaged children in his homeland. His story is a powerful testament to the fact that it does not matter where you start or how insurmountable the odds seem. Through unyielding dedication, a relentless work ethic, and fierce self-belief, any extraordinary dream is achievable. I think that, with respect to titles, Djokovic is the best in history, and there is nothing to discuss in that. Rafael Nadal.